by and large, when Louvilleians talk about race, they talk about white and black. That's what the discussion is here. Certainly, the Latino population here in Louisville is growing with new immigrants. But oftentimes, when I often chuckle when I read in the media how it's written about here in Louisville, white, black, and immigrant persons, and I think, wow, well, where do I fit into that? Because I'm not an immigrant. I don't hold that identity. So on the whole, there is some invisibility. And then when we bring that down to a smaller community of the queer community here in Louisville, it's my feeling that it almost largely gets erased. And it's something that I have struggled with in the 5.5 years that I've been here.
People often do talk about Louisville. Louisville is predominantly white, but it's also the wealth in Louisville is also very, very, very top heavy. On a personal level, do you find that a bit disheartening to not really find someone who you can identify with on multiple different identity formats?
Yeah, I mean, it's markedly different from the place. Like I said, I'm a proud Texan and from the Houston area. I try not to focus on that all the time, but there definitely have been moments in my time here in this city to say, you know, what am I doing here? I could go to New York or go to Chicago or go to California, right? And would be met with other people who would understand my experiences and then also be able to hold similar identities to mine. And it would feel better, right? I mean, that's at least the conversation that happens in my mind. I think the other part that happens, when I think about my activism work in this community, when folks have racial or class privilege, especially when we're talking about within the queer community, they are able to dictate what issues the quote-unquote community cares about, what we get to talk about. So we talk about things like marriage equality. We talk about things like who has the right to serve in the armed forces. So what about folks who are transgender or genderqueer, gender nonconforming? And then also people of color, or they're poor. You know, when you add all of those layers on top of each other, do we talk about folks' opportunities to live safely, healthy lives in the community?
Is marriage equality more of a status issue than a welfare issue?
See, this is the part where the brown queer person talks about how, for me personally, marriage equality is not tops on my list. And it's not that it's not important, but I do think it is about the high level of focus on it will allow some people who already have racial and class privilege then to be able to attain one more level of privilege in this society, often to the neglect of some other very important issues facing queer people, like some of us can't get jobs or keep a job. Some of us are getting beat out in the street and can't maintain safety in our homes or, you know, in the neighborhoods in which we live, can't maintain healthy lives or access to health care, don't have the right to vote and be able to say, this is how I want the city or the state or the country in which I live to be governed.